This is VOA News via remote. I'm Coral Bowman. The U.S. Senate could meet as soon as next week for the impeachment trial of Donald Trump. He's the first U.S. president to be impeached for a second time. The House of Representatives on Wednesday voted to impeach Trump on charges of incitement after his supporters rushed the Capitol building after the Republican urged them during a rally to fight President-elect Joe Biden's election victory. The impeachment 1 week after the riot won't likely lead to Trump's ouster before Biden takes office on January 20th. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has rejected Democratic calls for a quick trial in the Republican-led Senate, saying there was no way to meet in time. But even if he has left the White House, the Senate could convict Trump and then vote to ban him from running for office again. Biden, who is a Democrat, has urged Senate leaders to avoid a trial during his first days in the White House so that they can focus on the economy and getting the coronavirus vaccine distribution program on track. Voters in Uganda went to the polls today to choose the country's next president and members of parliament. The top contender, 38-year-old musician-turned-opposition politician Bobi Wine, is seeking to end President Yoweri Museveni's nearly 35 years in power. Wine, who is among 10 candidates, has been arrested several times, allegedly beaten and placed under house arrest for alleged violations of electoral rules. On the eve of polling, the United States announced it would not have an observer witness the vote because its accreditation requests were turned down, adding the election would lack accountability and transparency. And Israel is revising military options for a possible clash with Iran, an Israeli newspaper reported on Thursday, as Netanyahu's government braces for differences with that of Biden's. This is VOA News. Chinese technology giants have registered patents for tools that can detect, track, and monitor Uyghurs in a move human rights groups fear could entrench oppression of the Muslim minority. The series of patents filed as far back as 2017 were unearthed by IPVM, a video surveillance research firm. In a report published on Tuesday, the firm reveals a cluster of patents for systems that could be used to analyze images for the presence of Uyghurs and hook into ongoing surveillance camera and facial recognition networks. The executive director of the rights group Campaign for Uyghurs told Reuters that these technologies have been deployed to efficiently carry out brutal oppression. United Nations officials have said China is transforming the Xinjiang region, where many Uyghurs live, into a massive internment camp, with the patented tracing tech seen by rights groups as key to the crackdown. The UN estimates that more than 1 million Chinese Muslims, many of whom are from the minority Uyghur ethnicity, have been detained in the province of Xinjiang, where activists say crimes against humanity and genocide are taking place. China has denied any abuse and says its camps in the region provide vocational training and help to fight extremism. Samsung on Thursday unveiled a new Galaxy S21 smartphone lineup with prices lowered by some $200 from the prior generation of the South Korean giant's flagship handsets. Unveiled in a streamed presentation, the S21 device with a 6.2-inch display is available for order at an entry price of $800. That's for U.S. customers. The global smartphone leader also unveiled the larger S21 Plus and premium S21 Ultra handsets. TM Rowe, head of mobile communications for Samsung, said, quote, "We are living in a mobile-first world, and with so many of us working remotely and spending more time at home, we wanted to deliver a smartphone experience that meets the rigorous multimedia demands of our continuously changing routines." Argentina is set Thursday to become one of just a handful of Latin American countries to allow elective abortion. President Alberto Fernandez is scheduled later Thursday to sign a law that was passed by the Senate on December 30th, the final step towards legalization in the country of 45 million people. As a result, Argentina becomes the largest of just four Latin American countries where women can choose to have an abortion. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News. We'll be right back.